back to Uncovered, a true crime podcast. My name is Emma.
And my name is Lily.
And we got our first episode of our brand new series today.
Yes!
Cults. Okay, should we do rock, paper, scissors now?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. One round. Okay. The loser goes second.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Okay, Lily goes first.
I didn't want to go first.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. We do rock, paper, scissors and then just... That's it.
Yeah. Okay. I think we should give our trigger warnings for our cases at the same time, though, so we don't forget.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounded pretty bad from... What was that?
Yeah, I guess. It is...
Okay, you go first, and then I'll drop the news.
People being drugged and kidnapped, you know?
Okay.
It's not... Well, that's bad, obviously. But nothing, like, there's not really murder.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have any murder. It's just kind of, they're kind of, just they suck.
Bad. Okay. Okay, cool. Mine is trigger warning for suicide, cult. I know that can trigger some people.
Yeah, cults.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes mine's I get cult, triggered definitely. From cults because I was in a cult. Yeah. But, oh, that's the first time I'm breaking that one to my... Yeah!
Okay.
You know, fundamentalist Christianity and whatnot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't cute. Good. Okay, my news for this week is kind of disappointing, not gonna lie. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm such a busy bee. You know, I love this podcast. I love doing this. But
yeah,
my next episode is gonna be postponed due to research issues because I feel like there's just so much on this case and I want to get every single last bit of detail that I can for you guys.
I love that.
And I wasn't happy with how it was coming along. And then I recorded a part one with Silas and then he decided that he didn't like it. So he trashed it. And I was like, you know what? That's a sign because yeah. I need to do better.
It was
so,
a sign for you to say.
Second thing is hello to our new listeners. I
hey
noticed
girls.
Or boys or, guys. Or so yeah, hello to our,
sorry, I had a little tickle
our brand new listeners, mainly from Reddit. You guys are dope. Please stick around.
Yes.
We want friends.
Same.
Follow our Instagram. No, that's for the end, Emma. Pull yourself together. Okay.
We're really all over the place
bro,
right now.
Bro, my brain, I don't know. Okay.
It's like, what time is it? It's not even that late. It's like 9.
It's like, you've been here for an hour and a half. That's how long we were like typing vigorously.
We would pause and then we would start again.
Well, we've been recording for almost 7 minutes, but we're not even in the episode yet. Okay.
Great.
And then my last little bit of information is comment down below. I'm kidding. I want fall and I want winter now. Why did I say it like that? I want winter. For my cult this week, I chose Heaven's Gate. Mm. And the amount of information that there is on this is absolutely wild. And I had to hold myself back from like going super in depth.
That's so
and
hard.
Postponing this recording for the seventh time because I can't focus. I wanted to get every single fact in here, but there's just too much out there that I couldn't. So if you want to watch a good documentary on it, then watch the HBO Max one.
Ooh.
It's only like an hour and a half, but they pack so many things inside of it. And like the member stories and like just all this
I like
crazy
it when
stuff.
They do that.
Yeah. And they were people who have like been through some kind of thing, like who are interviewed for like true crime documentaries are always so good at like delivering their story. It's really interesting. Mm. So, yeah, watch the documentary. It was really good.
I'm going to watch it.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a thing. I mean, I knew Heaven's Gate,
well,
but
right. I didn't know about Heaven's Gate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the details, so this is good.
I didn't either, actually.
Yeah.
So I go back and forth when I refer to the two cult leaders. Sometimes I say Applewhite, which is dough.
Okay.
And then sometimes I say Bonnie Nettles, which is tea.
Okay.
So they go by dough and tea. Dough being the guy, tea being the woman.
Oh, that's so funny. It's like... That song in The Sound of Music.
That's where they got it from.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's where they got it from. I didn't know until I read about that today.
Oh, sorry. I just ruined the whole
thing. Oh, no. It's totally fine. I was thinking about dropping it right here, but
oh, okay, perfect.
I changed my mind. So I'll try to change my wording as I go along, but yeah, I already did the trigger warning, whatever. I had, okay. Heaven's Gate was a religious organization founded by Bonnie Nettles and Marshall Applewhite.
Okay. Love it.
Isn't that a great last name?
So good.
So their beliefs that they pushed were described as New Age Christianity with a lot of UFOlogy mixed in with it. Now, what is UFOlogy, you may ask? It's the study of UFOs.
So good.
That's literally that one sentence is what the dictionary could give me.
It's all in the name.
So, and I guess another preface thing, because I don't know, there's just, like I said, so much information, but their beliefs change over time. So mm-hmm. I keep giving, like, summaries of what they believe throughout it. Okay. Because they kept changing.
Mm. Classic.
I know. It was very 70s, very hippie-ish. Their ideas, yeah, I just said, oh, God, I need to stop doing that to myself.
I hate it when I do that.
Okay, their ideas and beliefs changed over the years, but at their core, their belief was that members of this group could transform themselves into immortal extraterrestrials if they denied their own human nature, and they would eventually ascend into heaven altogether. And they called this heaven the next level. So, dude, this is the other thing. Mr. Applewhite, he went by so many names. Like, growing up, nobody called him Marshall. They all called him Herf.
What?
So he was Herf Applewhite, but his given government name is Marshall Applewhite, but he goes by Doe. What? Bro, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. So, yeah, well, I'll say Doe.
Okay. I think you should call him Herf.
Herf? I don't like that name.
I don't either, but it's so funny.
If your name is Herf, I'm sorry.
What would be the chances?
I don't know. We have new listeners now.
No, I'm saying what would be the... We would have someone...
Oh, I know. Like, with our luck. Please. Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, I'm going to post a picture of Doe.
Okay. Yeah, post a picture.
Crazy eyes. Crazy eyes.
He showed me.
On something.
That man is scary.
Like, it was the 70s. He was on something.
Yeah, I have pictures I can post, too, so...
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be so cute for us.
So cute.
I won't be giving much detail about his early life because, like I said, it's kind of just an in-depth overview. But, I mean, he was born on May 17th, 1931, so that makes him a Gemini.
Nice.
He was born in Texas, and he served in the United States Army. He attended the University of Houston to pursue a degree in education, but he, quote, resigned, or as we like to call it, dropped out. In 1972, he met a nurse named Bonnie Nettles, and they clicked pretty quickly. According to Applewhite's own writings, they met in the hospital that she worked at, but that is speculated to be horse poop for some reason. And in the documentary, Bonnie, or T, was referred as Doe's nurse. So it's kind of, there's some conflicting information how they met. But either way.
Also, I'm sorry, can I talk about their names, their actual names? Bonnie Nettles? What?
I don't know. Marshall Applewhite?
Yeah, it's so weird. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, maybe they were just destined for weird stuff.
Probably.
So, in the documentary, it said that most people, like, that don't really do a deep dive on this, think that Doe was the real leader because he was more of the face and the talker, also the man, out of the two of them. But others think that, well, others kind of know. I'm not sure who said this, if it was a former member or somebody who had just, like, done a lot of research on this, but they said that T kind of roped Doe into this. It said that when they met, however it was that they met, Doe was at a very vulnerable here we go already. Doe was at a vulnerable place in his life, and T said, oh, hey, I'm an astrologer. Let me read your chart.
Oh, no.
And she told him, oh, my God, we're destined to be together and work together, essentially. I'm sure she didn't say it like that, but yeah. She was basically like, oh, let me pray on you really quick.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. They loved having discussions about theology, and they were both very avid readers and researchers. Doe dabbled in theology, the Bible, and a lot of science fiction. Interesting, right? T, on the other hand, dabbled in occult readings, astrology, and theosophy, which I didn't know was a word.
Yeah, what?
Theosophy? I don't know.
I've never heard of that before.
Is it like philosophy and theology? I just cracked the code. I don't know. Should I Google it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Any number... Yeah, I was right. It's theology and philosophy.
Oh.
Why did my voice just crack?
Okay. She's getting a little nervous.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, they enjoyed having educated discussions and talking about things in depth. And then they realized that, you know, just as people do, they were divine messengers sent from above and had met in a past life.
Oh,
obviously.
Interesting.
So, the next year, in 1973, Doe was jailed for failing to return a rental car during the 6 month. Oh, I didn't put a period there. I knew I was going to do that. I saw that today, and I was like, I'm going to remember.
Dude.
Okay.
I hate it when I do stuff like that.
Yeah.
It gets on my nerves.
Same. Okay, the next year, in 1973, Doe was jailed for failing to return a rental car. And during the 6 months that he spent in jail, he dove even deeper into forming his own belief system and theology. This was after gaining their first follower, Sharon Morgan, who abandoned her children to follow them.
Oh.
But then she left like a month or 2 months later.
Oh.
She was like, yeah, I'm done running around with you fools. Yeah. Like, bye.
But still, what a great mother.
What a great mommy. She did go back to her kids, but.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, still though. Like,
yikes.
Anyways, now it's a little bit of background on T.
Mm.
Bro, she's crazy. Okay. Bonnie Nettles was born on August 29th, 1927, and she was called T by the followers of the cult. She was born and raised in a Baptist family in Houston, Texas, but strayed away from the faith as an adult. She got married to a businessman named Joseph Nettles, and their marriage was pretty chill until 1972, when her and Doe met. Mm. But she began to have regular seances attempting to contact dead spirits in her home.
Oh.
Mainly a 19th century monk who she claimed was giving her advice.
Nice.
And her husband wasn't really into this.
Yeah.
At
understandable.
All.
Kinda weird.
Oh, I left a note for myself to move this paragraph.
Oh.
But I think it's moved to the right place. I don't know. Okay. So, going back to when he gets out of prison in 1973 mm-hmm. from that 6 month little stint in jail. So, once out of prison, him and Bonnie, or T, began traveling around California and Oregon, gaining followers as they went along. And at this point, his whole idea that he was teaching was that they would ascend into a spaceship and be given new bodies. So they would go into the spaceship in their physical bodies that they have right now.
A UFO?
Yes, but be given a new body. So...
Interesting.
Yeah, but then I put right here, over time, this idea changed into their human bodies simply being a vessel for their higher self or souls that would inhabit a new body once on the spaceship.
Nice. The spaceship.
UFO or spaceship. They called
Sounds
it spaceship a
really
lot.
Sounds really
cool. Okay, so they began posting advertisements for meetings because they were like, okay, we want to get people in on this. Like, oh, we're divine messengers.
Right.
Gotta spread. Like, their chakras were opening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, Vecna. Yeah, have you seen Stranger Things? Okay, so they began posting advertisements for meetings where they would teach this whole idea system to willing listeners in hopes of gaining more disciples, as they like to call them.
Mm-hmm.
They also referred to their followers as, quote, the crew. And they were kind of successful in these meetings and stuff mm-hmm. around this time. So, in September of 1975, they held a meeting at a motel in Waldport, Oregon, where devout followers sold all their worldly possessions and said goodbye to their loved ones. And then they vanished. Literally gone.
Oh.
So, news outlets were reporting on the mass disappearance because 20 entire people just up and left without a trace.
Mm-hmm.
And in total, around this time, there was about 100 members, and the 20 that I mentioned were new ones, or so I think. Don't quote me on that, but it sounded like the 20 were new ones.
Okay.
And they just backpacked across the country, sleeping in sleeping bags, tents, begging for money on the streets, like just having a great time with tea and dough. So
tea and dough.
So they were somehow able to get away from being discovered by any news outlets or reporters or even police, probably because they just looked like homeless people and they were able to fly under the radar quite well.
That's crazy, but
it's not for any rational reason. No.
Yeah.
Doe and T said that it's because they had ascended to a higher consciousness and were able to get around things easier.
Mm.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So before they got the name Heaven's Gate, they called themselves, quote, Human Individual Metamorphosis, or HIM for short, H-I-M. According to Doe's writings, he considered himself to be the, quote, present representative of Christ on earth. And that the actual biblical Jesus was inhabited by an alien who now conveniently possessed the body of T.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, in April of 1976, it starts to go a little bit downhill. The group stopped recruiting and banned sexual activity as well as the use of drugs, which is kind of shocking because in my opinion, you'd have to be viciously high on something.
To believe
any smidge of this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and this, like I said, with the names, man, they just continued to go. They started going by Bo and Peep as well. No, because they had sheep, their followers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they need to quit making up names for them.
Bro, I know.
What?
And then right here I said Do and T, it comes from The Sound of Music, where she sings the... Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, mi, la. Yeah, whatever. Thank you. So swag.
Hit them notes.
We need to get our merch to say so swag, because you say so swag so often.
Yes. So swag.
I don't know when we're getting merch, guys, but when we do, you know. Someday. Putting it into existence.
Write it down over and over again.
Gonna get it tattooed on my body. Okay. In the late 1970s, the group received a large sum of money. It's not clear where this money came from. It could either have been a donation from a member or a dead member left their entire inheritance. Oh. They used this money to rent a few houses, and during this time there was about 40 active followers. So you know how I said it got up to about 100? Yeah, mm-hmm. People are hopping off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
So there's only about 40 now, and dang, they were living between 2 to 3 houses. So 40 entire people between 2 to 3 houses. But obviously, Doe and T needed their own house.
So true. They mm-hmm. always, all the leaders do.
Obviously. Just like Jim Jones, remember? Uh-huh. Yeah. They were very secretive and always had their windows covered. They're very secure. Oh, what happened?
Oh, no.
It's fine. Oh, yeah. They were very secretive and always had their windows covered. They were just overall very secluded. And mm-hmm. this is when Doe and T decided that they needed to train their members for the next level.
Oh, no.
A boot camp, basically.
Oh.
Like, scheduling every single second of every day, and the students who couldn't handle this lifestyle were just encouraged to leave. I've been like, peace. I'm bye. Out. I'm going out.
No, there's no way I could do a boot camp. No, thank you. Same. Could never be me.
So, just like Jonestown, they started performing tests on their members, like loyalty tests, kind of. Mm. One test included Doe and T announcing that aliens were going to come down and visit them, and everyone was instructed to wait outside all night.
Wow.
Your Honor, that was cap.
Yeah.
Aliens did not come.
Yeah. Could have guessed it.
So, in 1983, this group is in full swing. They're back to about 80 devout members, and they have plenty of members believing that they're going to ascend to a spaceship and live their new lives there.
I just don't get that.
I know, me either, bro. It was the 70s, though.
Yeah, so true.
T ended up becoming sick with cancer and had to have one of her eyes removed. The removal of her eye wasn't much help, as the doctor had told her it was already spreading through the rest of her body. And her and Doe agreed that the doctor was stupid and wrong, because they had to ascend together, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So she did not seek treatment and just denied the whole thing. So just as the doctor had said, the cancer spread to her liver, and she passed away in Dallas, Texas, in the hospital on June 19th, 1985. And while she was, this was just an interesting little bit, while she was in the hospital, she used the alias Shelley West, since not a lot of people, but, like, the Heaven's Gate had been reported on mm-hmm. by, like, big news outlets
yeah.
in the past, so she just used
just to be
name.
Safe.
Yeah, and she couldn't expose herself like that, you know?
Right.
So now Doe has to cover his tracks, because he's been telling the members of Heaven's Gate that they're immortal and cannot die. Doe and T are immortal. Mm-hmm. And that they're going to ascend with both of them. So now that T is dead, he has to, like, figure out what he's going to tell all of his members. So he told them that she ascended alone because she had, quote, too much energy to remain on Earth.
Oh, she was too powerful.
Yeah. She was, yeah. Yeah, no, she didn't go bye-bye. So between T's death and the mass suicide, there was a whole 9 years where Doe led them alone. So, in October of 1996, they rented a very large mansion in Rancho Santa Fe, California, where the rent each month was $7,000. Yeah. Okay, you're gonna die at this.
Okay.
That same month, they purchased alien abduction insurance, which is a real thing.
No!
Yes.
What?
You can buy alien abduction insurance. It's like $25 a month.
That's insane.
I know. So this policy that they took out would cover up to 50 members and pay out $1 million for each member. And it covered your average alien things like abduction, impregnation, or death by aliens.
Impregnation?
It's like the new American Horror Story season.
Yeah. Wait, so many people are wasting so much money on that.
No, I know.
That's actually kind of sad for them.
Well, I guess. So
whatever. Anyways.
Around this time, they also bought a pretty good hunk of land near or in New Mexico. I couldn't find exactly where. But they started building a fortress using tires, but abandoned it very fast. And part of me really, really wants to feel bad for Doe, because he became so depressed after T's death. And I don't know if it's because, like, I don't know if he actually believed, like, what he was teaching. He obviously did, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I feel like they all do at some point.
Yeah, but
then there gets to a point where they're greedy mm-hmm. and they're all this. Yeah.
And he started questioning his faith in this whole thing, too, around the same time, because he was like, what the heck, we're supposed to ascend together. So he was struggling with his faith, but that he still claimed that T would communicate with him. So, I don't know what's going on in that man's head.
Yeah.
So, now come March of 1997. Doe has filmed himself recording, quote, Doe's final exit.
Oh.
He explained to the followers that with the approaching comet, I don't know how to say this comet's name. Is it Hale-Bopp? Hale-Bopp?
I have no idea. That's funny.
I think Dr. Alan Hale discovered the comet, so it was named after him. So is it
Bop?
Hale-Bopp? Yeah, it's Bop. B-O-P-P.
Yeah.
Hale-Bopp?
I wonder where the Bop comes from.
So anyways, he explained to the followers that with that approaching comet, there is a spaceship hiding behind the comet. And inside, it is containing T, who is going to travel overhead and take them to the next level.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many levels.
Yes, but in order to board the spaceship, they had to be dead.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. So, yikes. This is how I interpreted it, kind of. Like, they would have to be dead so they're, like, just at the right timing so their souls would rise and meet the spaceship.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's how I imagined it, but come to find out that's not how it worked.
Oh.
So... yeah, they had to be dead. While there were 41 active members at this time, Doe convinced only 39 of them to partake in a ritual suicide so that they could ascend. They were all encouraged to film a goodbye message, and when the suicide took place, all members were wearing matching black shirts, sweatpants, Nike shoes, armbands that read Heaven's Gate Away Team, and a $5 bill with 3/4 in their pocket. Each person. Every single one. And you may be wondering, why Nike shoes? Well, two reasons. One, the group got a really good deal on them.
Nice.
Second,
swag.
You know the slogan, just do it?
Right.
He would say, just do it. What a witty little sick man.
That is something else.
Yeah. So, trigger warning for suicide. I'm going to explain the manner in which they completed it. So, if you don't want to hear this, then click away. I'll give you a little bit of time. Okay, so each member...
We should do that every time.
We should. Lucky, that was really funny.
It was.
So, yeah, I need to stop laughing. This is really sad.
I know,
sir. Oh, fuck. I scrolled up.
We're just silly gooses.
Silly. Get in the pond. Each member mixed phenobarbital and applesauce or pudding and then washed it down with vodka... before securing plastic bags over their heads to induce suffocation.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I thought that all 39 of them completed this all at one time.
Uh-huh.
But it was apparently three groups over a period of 3 days.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine being the last group.
They were also in it, though, apparently.
They were so committed.
Yeah, so, and each group that remains alive after one group would... commit, they would clean up and arrange the bodies neatly in their beds and then place like a purple cloth over their face and then just leave them there.
That's
so
really sad.
Before all of the deaths took place, it's assumed that the last group to commit sent packages out to former members or people affiliated with Heaven's Gate containing the video of Doe's final exit, as well as different goodbye videos from other members. And the police received an anonymous tip reporting a mass suicide. The bodies were found on March 26, 1997. Once the press got a hold of the story, it went crazy, and the man who discovered the comet, Dr. Alan Hale, was not blamed, but he was questioned about it, like, a lot, or his thoughts on it, at least. He said that when he discovered it, he figured that there would probably be some suicides because of the, like, apocalyptic association that people have with comets for some reason. And that was kind of an abrupt ending, but, oh, who was the guy that called in the anonymous tip? Because I was going to name him. It was, his name was Rio D'Angelo?
Mm. Was he a part of it, or he just?
No, he was one of the people that received a package.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Rio D'Angelo. He received one of the packages that the last group sent out, and then he reported an anonymous tip. To the police. So, yeah, that's my very sad, very quick case.
Yeah. Mine's gonna be even faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I.
That was actually so good.
Thank you. I'm kind of good at auto-tune sometimes.
I am too. Trinity.
I wish I sounded like baby Justin Bieber when I sang.
Same. Trinity, the way I just did that. Same.
Shy. Are you? Are you? Are you? Go on, Trinity, what?
So Trinity gets jealous of me when I sing, like, I have auto-tune, because she's like, how do you do that?
I want to hear.
I can't do it on the spot.
Okay, I won't look.
No, I can't. I'm nervous. I might pee. Okay, I need to start.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm covering the Church of Wells. That was so real.
I know. Oh, my God. What if somebody listening has, like, a metaphobia or something?
Okay. I'm covering the Church of Wells. That is actually a cult.
It's a cult. It's not really the Cult of Wells.
Yeah, the Cult of Wells. But they call it the Church of Wells. That's what they like to
believe. Don't they always?
They always do, you know? They like to use scripture, basically, to, like, justify terrible behavior. They just take it all out of context, you know?
Oh, we love it.
We love it. Love that. It's actually currently a church, or in quotes, church.
It's still active?
Yes.
We should go visit it.
Yeah. so should do that, girl. Anyways.
Okay, we need to pull ourselves together.
I know. We're getting silly goosies again.
It's only 4.5 hours away.
Oh, that's not bad, actually. At first I thought you were talking about the
Comet?
The bargain depot. I was like, only for a bargain, I guess it's worth
for
it.
For a bargain!
Okay, anyways. The Church of Wells is led by 3 former street preachers. And they are all in their 30s, so they're kind of young.
That is pretty young.
Yeah. Their names are Sean Morris, Jacob Gardner, and Ryan Rignold.
Rignold.
Basic. I said that weird.
Are they all white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They all look... I can say this because I was homeschooled. They all look like weird homeschoolers.
Ew.
So this church, in quotes, has been formerly known as the Church of Arlington, because I'm pretty sure it started in Arkansas. Arlington. Is that in Arkansas?
Babes, Arlington is in Dallas.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was in Arkansas.
No.
Cut that out. Sometimes
don't
I'm
cut
a dumb
that
bitch.
Out, please.
No, cut it out. I don't want to sound
can
like
can
I'm
you
a
put
dumb
it at
bitch.
The end? Can you put it at the end, please?
Maybe. I'll think about it. I hate sounding like I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Silas, when you're editing this, please ask me if to listen to it, and then I'll decide if
we'll decide if I want to sound like a dumb bitch or not.
Yeah. But definitely, I don't know. He likes to make us sound dumb. Have you listened to the editing that he does?
No.
Bro, he'll leave in, like, the worst parts where I'm like, cut that out.
Great.
Like, he's not going to get us canceled, but, like, he doesn't cut out the parts that I asked to cut out.
What did I say? What was it? Prosecution? What did I say?
Persecution or... I think he probably left that in.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Anyways, okay. The Church of Arlington, or YMBBA Ministries, which is an abbreviation for You Must Be Born Again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's located in Wells, Texas. Did I say that? I don't know if I said that.
It's, like, kind of northwest of Houston.
Okay. I didn't look that up. Did you look that
up? Yeah,
okay.
That's how I know it's 4 hours and 31 minutes away. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for looking that up,
no
girl.
Problem.
And it's just had so many controversies.
Controversies or crimes? Yes.
I would say crimes, but... In the articles I read, it said controversies, but they weren't actually, like,
yeah, if they didn't go to court, then it's technically
some
not.
Of them they did, some of them they didn't. So I think maybe that's why it just says controversies, probably.
Okay.
So the first one being in May 2012, when a 3-day-old infant died after the parents called a group from the church to pray over the baby instead of getting medical assistance.
Oh my gosh.
Or taking her to the hospital.
Home birth and homeschoolers over here.
Yeah.
Dude.
The parents were concerned for her health when they noticed her hands and feet started to turn blue. It was reported the baby was not born in a hospital, but it's unknown if she was born at home or at another church member's house. Like, you can have babies at home.
Yeah, I'm all for home birth.
Right.
I'm all for
but like,
medical freedom and
when
stuff.
When you notice something is wrong.
Yeah, if something's going awry.
You definitely don't not take your 3-day-old.
Yeah.
to the hospital.
Wait, it was hanging around for 3 days and something was definitely wrong. And yes. They were just like, oh, we need to pray harder. Mm-hmm. Like, guys.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Period, queen. But also, like, modern medicine.
Yes.
Does wonders.
Right. So the local police and Child Protective Services investigated this incident.
Good.
Neighbors reported howling in the apartment that went on for hours after the church members arrived.
Are they like, what's the word? Apostolic?
That word was mentioned.
Okay.
But it wasn't like,
they're not definite. Apostolic though?
I don't think so.
Do they have apostolic tendencies? Do they dress modestly?
They do.
Is this like fundamental, like patriarchy sort of, Christianity?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, cute. Yeah, that's the kind of cult that I was in, guys. Not this bad, obviously.
Yeah, but this is fair. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, Silas is always like, it wasn't the cult. And I was like,
it wasn't the cult.
Tell that to my denim skirt wearing ass.
You wore denim skirts?
Oh, girl, till I was like 12. Down to the ankles.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Oh, yeah. Duggars and stuff.
Ew.
Been there, done that.
Yikes.
Been to their house. That's yeah, fun terrible. Fact, their I'm house sorry. Isn't actually as big as it looks. They're
You've
just
been to their house? Yeah. I thought you were kidding.
No, I'm being serious.
You knew them?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, if they were to look at me now, they, like, wouldn't remember me. Or yeah. Anything. But, yeah. Yeah, their house isn't, like, it's a big house, but it's not stupid big. They're all just really, really small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're really short.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Gross. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I've been around Josh Duggar, the convicted felon.
Great.
Yeah, I really
do. Can you totally see that being true?
I mean, I was really young.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously my mind wasn't like, he's probably a criminal.
Right.
But I'm not surprised. I think justice system did its due diligence with him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even personally know. I mean, I've never been to their house like you have, and I can totally.
Oh, 100%.
100% can see.
Yeah, everyone's like, he's framed. Bro, everybody over there, like, still
And his wife him. Sticking by him. I'm like, girl, you have children.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, she's very, very brainwashed.
Mm, true.
And she has 7 kids to take care of, and
that's very true.
It's just a lot.
Sad. Anyways.
Yeah, they all need help. Fun fact.
True. But don't we all? So, where was I? Oh, yeah. An autopsy revealed no harm was done to cause the death of the baby. But a neighbor said the family told her the baby was born healthy, but had alarming symptoms.
Okay, then go to the hospital.
Right.
Go to the ER.
Alarming symptoms would definitely tip you off.
Call an ambulance.
Maybe take care of that.
Yeah, maybe. Especially with, like, a newborn.
Yeah.
Like, literally fresh out of the womb.
Yeah. Investigators believe the baby was born in distress due to rapid labor and delivery complications that reduced blood flow to the baby.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next controversy, I moved right on from that.
Okay.
There wasn't very much, like, I think because the baby had complications, I don't think anybody was taken to court, anything like that.
Right.
Which maybe.
Wait, but the baby died, right?
The baby died, yeah.
Girl, what?
It was a girl. Her name was Faith.
Oh, R.I.P. Faith.
So the next controversy would be in July 2013 when Catherine Grove, 26, disappeared from her home in Arkansas. That's where I was getting Arkansas.
Oh, okay. So you're not a dumb bitch.
No, I'm not a dumb bitch. So you can put that in because I'm actually really smart.
Period. She's going to correct herself later.
So true.
Just keep listening.
Just keep listening. Don't click off before that.
they're still going to be here if they click off.
So she disappeared from her home in Arkansas without notice. She abandoned her car and belongings only to resurface weeks later under heavy guard at the Church of Wells.
Girl, what the hell?
Yeah. She was quoted as saying she wasn't being held against her will and was only seeking the Lord.
Okay, that sounds like something a brainwashed person would say.
True. This is consistent with other members who have cut off all contact with friends and family. So, like, I think it's a very regular thing for people to go missing and then show up at this so-called church and then them say, I just...
Oh.
Sorry.
Lily's a hand talker. She's out here.
I know. I'm sorry. My hands are just waving around everywhere. I think it's just normal, you know, for people to go missing.
Oh, no, absolutely.
just show up there.
100%.
So normal.
So just like your average day, you know? Right. Like I could go missing tomorrow and show up at that church.
Yeah, so true. I'm sorry if that hit me. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Based on these incidences, the Church of Wells has often been called an emerging cult. I would say it's a cult. Just
Is immersion cult like almost a cult?
Yeah, like, it kind of seems like it might be.
Girl, now, once you get out, you're like, oh,
yeah, that's a cult. What I read, 100% it's a cult. Which, this was back when, in 2013. So maybe at that point they didn't know all of what was going on. Mm. But the more I read of, like, recent things, even, because this, again, is still a church
cult. Quote, air bunnies.
Yeah, very much so. It's definitely a cult.
Oh, absolutely.
So on April 2nd, 2015, Grove called her father and said, "I need you in Wells," and hung up the phone. 4 hours later, Grove was seen walking down U.S. Highway 69 headed towards Lufkin, Texas. I've never heard of that, but it's a small town.
Let me look
up. As you can imagine. Oops. So she used a motorist's phone to call 911, and during the call, she sounded frightened and confused. The police arrived, and she was afraid to speak. They didn't press her on why she left the church, but by 1 a.m., Grove was reunited with her father and initially showed intentions of leaving the church. So, okay. Like, she seemed like she wasn't going to go back.
Okay.
But 12 days later, she returned to the church on April 14th, 2015. So, she's probably just so brainwashed.
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah. So, moving along to the next controversy.
I like this. It's like bam, bam, bam.
Yes. I didn't really know how to approach this.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just because it was supposed to be short, you know? Oh, yeah. So, I just... Mm-hmm. Anyways. So, in October 2013, Lufkin police received a call that three men were seen approaching Lufkin High School at around 4:50 p.m., When police arrived, the men were identified by a reporter as members of the Church of Wells.
Ugh.
Yeah. The police issued criminal trespassing warnings, and the three men were banned from all Lufkin Independent School District campuses.
Period.
So a spokesperson. I can't talk.
I thought you said a pope.
Their pope just shows up.
Dude, they probably have a pope.
Probably. No, they have elders.
Oh, just like our church does.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Or not ours, but like my church.
Yeah.
Elders.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my church has elders, but not controlling.
Oh, could you hear my swallow?
Evil. I did, but it's okay. Oh, okay.
ASMR.
Sorry. So a spokesperson.
A poke person. I didn't even mean to list.
I don't have a list. But no. I was gonna say a pokes person. A
pokes person.
A spokesperson for
pokes person. Every time I
hear, I have three pages and it's gonna take me like
an hour. Every time I hear spokesperson, I think of spokes on like a wheel.
Oh.
Like what if the person was the spokesperson?
The mouth sounds that just came out.
I hiss.
Sometimes. It's okay. I wheeze, you know? She's a hisser, and I'm a wheezer. I waited for you to laugh.
It took a second to register.
I thought that was so funny. Anyways, so, do you want me to wait?
I'm sorry, yeah. It's okay. I got distracted.
She just got a little bored. She had to check her phone really quick.
One of my favorite influencers is, like, about to go into labor, so I'm excited.
That's actually exciting.
Yeah.
I love it.
And she
that
doesn't
happens.
Know if it's a boy or a girl.
Oh,
I really hope it's a girl.
That's so cute.
I hope I have a girl first. I'm not pregnant yet.
It's okay. You got time.
Yet.
The wink. Anyways. So, the police issued criminal trespassing warnings, and the three men were banned. Oh, I already said that.
Yeah. I already knew that, Lily.
Yeah. Get it together.
Pull yourself together.
So anyways, the spokesperson.
Oh, yeah, spokesperson.
That's where I was.
Yeah.
So the spokesperson for the Lufkin ISD said the incident was very peaceful.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So peaceful.
I mean, it did sound peaceful.
Yeah,
honestly.
Like, I don't know what they were doing. They
probably
really,
just handing out, like, Bible tracts or something.
Probably. They really loved to show up at public events or things like a school and just point
yell at
everyone
people
and say, "You're going to hell."
Oh, how quirky of them.
I know. Cute. Ugh. Yeah, no, they really like to do that. So on June 28th, this is ASMR. Ew, I don't like that.
Okay, cut that out.
That was yucky.
Yucky.
So on June 28th, 2015, six members of the church interrupted a service at Lakewood Church in Houston. They were heckling the pastor, Joel Osteen. So this led to four members of the church being tried and acquitted of disturbing a public meeting by a Texas jury.
Oh, yeah, because Osteen sued them, right?
Yes.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, well, I mean, they were tried and acquitted.
Oh, okay. Take that one, Osteen.
Yeah. So in October of 2016, Jordan... I asked you how to say that. Reichenberger?
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 Just say Reichenberger.
Yeah. Anyways. Don't yell at me if I said that wrong, if anybody knows how to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't yell at her.
Don't yell at me. I'm just a little girl.
You have to fight me to get to her.
Yeah. Emma's my bodyguard. Anyways. I'll talk about poop all day long. I don't care.
Welcome back to Uncovered. Today we're talking about poop. Sorry. See, I always fucking interrupt your episodes. Like,
it's okay.
Anytime we do an episode, it just goes off the rails. What are we at?
It's partly my problem, too, though, because I laugh, and then I, like, giggle, and sometimes I can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'll do that for you.
Okay. I'm going to just start over that.
Yeah, no, go back. Bring it. Roll it back. Wait. Run it back.
Run that back.
Run it back, turbo. You can get the biggest Chanel back in the
What?
That's like I was
Anyways,
rapping. Who's calling you?
9:48. Just checking the time.
Oh, yeah, Slay.
Let's just checking the time.
Slay.
So in October of 2016, Jordan Reichenberger was approached by two church elders in downtown Austin. He claims they gave him a water bottle laced with drugs. In the direct quote, I'm saying this because it's a little bit funny. Not him being drugged, but the way he said it. He said laced in drugs. And I said,
She was laced with drugs. That sounds like adorned. Like
it does. No, in drugs. Did you say in?
I think so. Laced in drugs. That
laced
sounds
in
like,
drugs.
Sounds like she was clothed.
And drove him... they drove him to the church complex in Wells. So okay. 5 days later, his family was able to track him down.
Oh, so they drugged him and kidnapped him?
Yes.
Girl, what?
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, they're crazy. So they drove him to the church complex in Wells, and then 5 days later, his family was able to track him down by using his phone. They didn't go into detail about that, so I don't really
know. Probably like
Life
360 or like
probably.
Pings or something.
This is 2016, so I don't know if they had that, but
Find my friends.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyways, that's a side note. There was a verbal dispute between church members and Jordan's family. And after several hours, his family was able to get him out of the compound. Jordan would later appear on Dr. Phil and talk about the events that took place. A local pastor also went on the show claiming he believed there were sweat lodges at the compound where they would deprive people of sleep, water, and nutrition as a form of indoctrination.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's no
so,
bueno.
So, yeah. I didn't put his name in here because, and I now forgot it, but it was like a local pastor in Wells, Texas. And okay. They, like, have been known to, like, basically bully him. Like, just show up at his church or whatever and just, like, and he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
He's just
existing,
yeah.
Preaching.
Yeah. Like, actual stuff, like, good preaching.
Like, how to not kidnap and drug people.
Yeah. So, he wanted to go on Dr. Phil and, like, talk about his experience, too.
Yeah.
And then, the girl we talked about, Catherine Grove, her parents also went on Dr. Phil.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm, as far as I know, she was still in.
Their daughter was?
Yes. Because she went back. And so they wanted to go in Dr. Phil and talk about their experience, too. So Ryan Ringnold, one of the leaders of the cult, has recently stated a woman told him in a phone call she had been beaten by her husband. So these are members of the, quote, mm-hmm. church, the woman and her husband. And he said they were living in sin because they have not been a part of the church. In quotes.
So anyone who's not in the Church of Wells is a sinner?
Basically. And that's why bad things happen to them.
That reminds me so much of, like, fundamentalism.
Yeah. So the woman was pregnant and had been repeatedly physically assaulted.
No.
So much so that she lost her baby from the violence.
Oh my gosh, that poor
Ryan was quoted as saying, and it's terrifying for her. He's beating her, and she is being cheated on by him. He is doing all manner of wickedness, adultery against her, and it's what she deserves. She deserves it.
What?
He said that in front of everyone at the church, like on a, like when he was just like,
oops.
I always hit that. It's okay. It's because I talk with my hands. Sorry.
He said that to the entire church?
Yes.
Dude, what a piece of crap.
Yeah.
But I literally, he's like.
Like, she deserves it?
He's like the grime on, like, a bottom of the, like, a shoe.
Yeah.
Like, after you walk in the store for too long.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, like.
So true.
Raining outside, and he's like, you step on a piece of gum, and, like, you peel off the gum, but there's still, like, that residue left.
Yeah, and then you.
Oh, like the eye hole of Satan's butthole.
Yeah, so true.
What a rat. That's so gross.
Yeah. So the Church of Wells is known for kidnapping and drugging people, as well as being very abusive to members.
Wholesome.
The town of Wells is not very happy about the presence of this church. Quote.
Run them out.
That is most definitely a cult.
Yes,
they
period.
Parade around town, condemning everyone who lives there. This cult is known to cut ties with those outside the group, and I already said that. And, members are known to leave their homes and families behind. They express outright rejection of everybody outside the Church of Wells, including the media, all other pastors and spiritual leaders, and their own loved ones.
That sounds like the keep sweet, pray, and obey
people. It does. And there you go. Church of Wells. Gross. I didn't go into too much detail because...
That's as much as I needed to know.
Honestly.
That's so disgusting.
They're all the worst.
And the three guys that you mentioned, like, did they run the place?
Mm-hmm.
And they were in their 30s?
Yep.
But they were, quote, elders?
Yep. And they have gone to jail a couple different times, but I didn't see...
And they still have followers?
Yeah.
Which, jeez, like, bro.
If you think about keep sweet...
Pray and obey.
He's still in jail and they still follow him. They love him.
Oh, he's still in jail?
Mm-hmm.
He's not dead?
No.
I don't know why I thought he was dead.
No, he's very much alive. And he still, like, has his whatever prophecies in jail. And they go and see him.
That's
or maybe
so
they're not allowed to see him anymore. But anyways, yeah.
God, I hope not.
Yeah. Anyways, there you go.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed it. It was shorter than Emma's, but...
I liked it.
I liked it, too. It was really interesting. It's definitely something that I would like to maybe... dive deeper into and maybe do again sometime.
Oh, maybe like for an episode in the future?
Yeah, like maybe a little part two.
Okay. Oh yeah, I have a question to ask you. Don't let me forget that after we stop recording.
Okay.
Actually, I'll ask you on the air.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have your next case lined out?
No. I need to do that.
Okay, it might be a second until we can record.
Okay.
Mine. But I do have next case lined out. Which is good, because usually I'm
that
like, what do
good.
I do?
Well, and my problem was I was going to do, Jeffrey Robert McDonald, but it's another one of those cases where he murdered his whole family and there's kids involved, and I feel like I just keep doing those, and I think we need a little break of that.
We do. We need a break from the family stuff.
Yeah. Not that, like, anything else is going to be less heavy, but, like...
You have a theme, and you need to break the theme.
Yeah, I need to break the theme. Okay. So, I'm going to do something else.
Okay.
So, I need to figure it out. I'll look into it, though. We have books now. You bought a lot more than me. I only bought one.
I bought a book.
And I felt so weird buying that book. I was like, uh-oh.
The serial killer book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
I bought that one, too. Okay. We have
anyways.
A, hour and 2 minutes. Not bad. It's going to be,
pretty good.
Silas hates when I, tell the listeners the time, because he's always going to cut so much out that it's going to be, probably, 50 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm saying an hour and two, but...
You can cut that
anyways, out. Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for sticking around.
Follow us on Instagram at...
Uncovered the Pod.
Send us a Gmail at theuncoveredpod@gmail.com. Or follow us on TikTok
at The Uncovered Podcast.
Sorry, we don't know the name, so I'm showing
Emma,
Lily my phone.
Emma pulls it up and then she just shoves it in my face. And I'm like, I'm kind of blind sometimes, so I couldn't read it. So yeah. That's why I hesitated.
If y'all want a sticker, I'm thinking about doing a little giveaway soon.
That's cute.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, we could do
we could give away a sticker and a book.
Yeah.
A little letter.
Or get a cute little cup and then
yeah.
Decorate it?
Yeah.
I could paint it. I love painting. Maybe I could paint a cute little cup, uncovered.
Follow us now and shout us out on your story to get a original painting by Lily.
Yeah.
And thank you to all of our new Reddit listeners. You guys are so cool. I already said that in the beginning, but...
So awesome. I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah, you guys are so fun.
Thanks for sticking around, even though I'm kind of dumb sometimes.
Hey, stop.
Sorry.
Don't say that about yourself.
Sorry. My bodyguard is yelling at me, guys.
They're not going to get that if Salas cuts that out. Okay, anyways. Hope y'all keep listening.
Same.
Have a nice night. Sorry, go on.
It's okay. Have a great
day. What time is it?
Night. Anytime you're listening to this.
Anytime. On your commute, just have a wonderful time.
Just have it. Have a day.
Have a day. A good one.
A good day.
A good day or night.
So true.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.